Play Bigger: How Pirates, Dreamers, and Innovators Create and Dominate Markets, by Al Ramadan, Dave Peterson, and Christopher Lockhead, with Kevin Maney. Read by Sean Pratt. Most books are by a soloist. The one you're listening to is by a band. Let me tell you our story. First of all, Al Ramadan, Christopher Lockhead, and Dave Peterson are kind of nuts. I mean that in a sincerely affectionate way. Over the past dozen years, they've forged a relationship with each other unlike any I've seen between three men. Their business, Play Bigger, gets paid large sums of money to help companies do exactly what's in this book. So you're getting it cheap. The whole company consists of just the three of them and their legendary ringleader, Mary Foreman. The title admin wouldn't do her justice. And they have no intention of hiring more employees, expanding globally, taking VC money, or trying to disrupt McKinsey. They don't have an office, preferring to work in bare feet and board shorts at Christopher's Santa Cruz, California house with the hens out back, taking surfing breaks when the good waves roll in. They are refreshingly enthusiastic about everything and believe that there isn't a sentence that can't be made better by adding some version of fuck to it. When giving a presentation to, say, a board of directors, they can come across as an odd hybrid of business strategists, motivational speakers, and a family of pirates. Most important, these guys are utterly bonded and connected to each other in life as well as in business. More like brothers than partners. On occasion, I have heard them half-jokingly call each other honey. All three grew up as outsiders, kids with rough edges who shouldn't have ever become so prosperous. Al was born in Australia, but his father was a blue-collar immigrant to that country from Cyprus. Christopher grew up in an English-speaking family originally from Scotland in French-speaking Montreal and thought he was stupid until he understood in his 20s that he was dyslexic. Dave was born in rural Iowa, a farm boy who stood out because he looked Asian. His Japanese mother had survived World War II firebombings and later married an American military man and crop duster who brought her back home to that Iowa countryside. In the 1990s, Al, Christopher, and Dave wound up in Silicon Valley via separate twisty routes. Before they succeeded, each of them at some point failed, spectacularly. And their failures, to my mind, are a big reason why they know so much now. Or, as tech people might put it, the failures are a feature, not a bug.